You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Art Bariamas, who's owner of Bariamas Cleaners. Good evening, Art. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you?
Very good. You know, I love finding really fun, interesting, good stories, and this meets all three criteria. Bariamas Cleaners is involved in a project called Cinderella's Closet. Why don't you tell us what that's all about?
Well, Cheryl, I discovered a few years ago that there were a lot of young ladies in high school that were not couldn't go to the prom because they couldn't afford to buy the prom dress. And I thought it'd be a good idea if we collected prom dresses from people that had them and didn't need them anymore, and then turned around and gave them to the young ladies that needed them and couldn't afford them. And so we've been doing this for 3 years, and The good folks of the city of Lansing are kind enough to drop off literally hundreds of prom dresses at our stores. And then once a year at a location in Frandor, all the young ladies can come in and try them on and take the prom dress that they want and go to the prom.
Well, and I love, so you've been doing this for 3 years. I love the idea that you thought of, you know, what we can do for them. And you know, we know how some girls are. They're not going to wear the same dress twice. So they have it in their closet, and it just hangs there. And we're putting them back to good use. And I love that idea. How many dresses do you think you go through in a season?
Well, last year we gave away more than 500. This year we're getting even more dresses in, and I think the turnout's going to be even larger. And I think we're probably going to hand out 700 or 800 dresses this year.
That's astounding.
Yes.
The way this has grown, has that surprised you?
Yes, it has. You know, the first year, you know, it was successful. But as the word has gotten out and grown, for instance, last year the doors are open at 10 o'clock and there were girls lined up at 6 a.m. to get in. I think there's at least 300 young ladies in line before the doors open. So we really began to see it last year, and of course this year we think it's going to be even bigger and better, and it has been surprising, but it's been great. Really happy about it.
How does the process actually work? You get in there, you be patient. I'm sure there's a lot of staff there to help.
Yes.
Folks, they're volunteers, are they?
Volunteers.
Wow.
from my company and from 97.5. And yes, there's plenty of changing rooms, and so the young ladies are, you know, come in so many at a time, and then the dresses are organized by size, and so it's, you know, it's pretty simple, pretty easy for them to find something that they like. And you know, I would say, you know, within 15 or 20 minutes once they get inside, they probably got a dress that they like. And it's beautiful to see, you know, Cheryl, because when a lot of the girls, when they get their dresses, literally are crying. We have to have Kleenexes there. They're so happy.
I was going to say, you must hear some heartwarming stories throughout the last few years.
Yes, we really do. Even the parents are very happy as well. So it's a really neat thing.
And tell us how this process works. Do the young ladies need to bring anything with them, or
no?
Okay, so we show, and let's make sure we get where we're going. And the dresses will be given out this Saturday, the 27th.
That's correct.
And the location is at Frandor, near Michael's, I understand?
Near Michael's, near the hardware store.
Okay. Oh,
in that area of Frandor. There'll be a Bariamas van parked out front.
Okay.
Very easy to find it.
And
plenty of parking.
And there always is at Frandor. We do love that. Between 10 and 1 p.m.?
That's correct.
Very good. Well, this is one of those great feel-good stories. And Art, thanks for coming on.
You're
and
welcome.
Taking some time to talk to me about it. It's a very good thing.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you
Appreciate
so much. Look forward to hearing about it afterwards.